Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Amy Hall. Victoria has recorded 4 new locally acquired cases of COVID-19. 30 infections are now associated with a cluster in Melbourne's north that prompted a 7-day lockdown. More than 47,000 people were tested yesterday, and 15,000 primary and secondary close contacts are now isolating. Acting Premier James Molino says he's asked the federal government to send 160 extra Australian Defence Force personnel to Victoria to help doorknock positive cases and primary close contacts.
If we have those additional ADF staff pairing up with authorised officers, we're effectively doubling our capacity to do that really important work over the next few weeks.
A growing number of states and territories have introduced travel bans on anyone arriving from Victoria in response to the outbreak. Travellers from Victoria hoping to enter Queensland will be required to spend 14 days in hotel quarantine, while those wanting to get into South Australia, Tasmania or Western Australia will only be allowed if they have an exemption. The Northern Territory has declared Greater Melbourne and Bendigo COVID-19 hotspots. Overseas, and the United Nations Human Rights Council has agreed to launch an international investigation into possible war crimes committed during the 11-day conflict between Israel and Hamas in Gaza. The resolution claims Israel's strikes on the Gaza Strip could constitute war crimes if they're deemed to be indiscriminate and disproportionate in their impact on civilians. Germany and the United Kingdom are among the 9 countries who voted against the move. European Union nations have drafted new sanctions against Belarus in response to the forced diversion of a plane to arrest a journalist critical of the president. EU foreign ministers meeting in Lisbon have vowed to continue to increase pressure on Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko over the incident. EU High Representative for Foreign Affairs Josep Borrell says they're also involving Belarus's opposition leader in the talks.
We need to move more swiftly the sanctions. Work has already started, and the Council will decide in due time.
And new evidence released by the Daffodil Centre reveals cancer risk increases with every cigarette, even for light smokers. The risk of lung cancer increases almost tenfold among Australians smoking as few as 1 to 5 cigarettes per day. The findings show smoking tobacco significantly increases the risk of 12 types of cancer, and that 1 in 7 current smokers will get lung cancer in their lifetime. I'm Amy Hall. This is SBS News in Easy English.